Excellent.
Also, you can do the animation. So when can you do the biggest comment? So regarding comments, the clear machlokes, the chachamim and Rebbe Yehuda, we're going to call it a man because included in the chachamim is a man. So the machlokes, chachamim and Rebbe Yehuda, regarding comments, are you going to do the biggest comments after Zman Issen? What would be the tzad that you cannot? You might come to eat it. Well, it's a tzad that you can. Why not? You do the biggest. That's the first part. Then we had a Mishnah regarding Chodosh. They see when they came out of the Omer, when they came after doing the Akrabas Omer, they found loads and loads of Tzvah already ground out. So you see they were obviously handling the Chodosh, which is also to eat. And was that allowed? There we had the Machlokes Remeir and Achachomim, Remeir and Yehuda. There we saw Remeir said you can, there was Shalom Berot and Achachomim. Chachamim didn't like it, and Rebbe Yehuda said it wasn't. So here we have already a steer between both opinions. On the one hand, we have a Chomit, Remeir was Mekel, we have a Chodosh, Remeir is Machmir. We have a Chomit, Rebbe Yehuda is Machmir, and we have a Chodosh, Rebbe Yehuda is Mekel. That was one steer. Another steer we had was another Mishnah in Melachos, saying in certain locations which weren't fit, Nechatchila, to be used to offer up the Omer, there they could harvest. You couldn't stack, but you could harvest. So the Gemara asks, this is another question on which opinion? Rebuda. The Gemara asks this question in Rebuda. Rebuda held that by Chomet, you're not allowed to do Bedika. Asks, Manita can't handle food, they're not allowed to eat. And yet you see that by Chodosh, you were allowed. That was the most question.
Call the question again.
Who else would it be on?
Whoever suggested that by Chomet, that was his reason. Whoever suggested that by Chomet, his reason was because he was concerned he might come to eat.
There is no other
shit. We're questioning his day of his suggestion for that based on the fact that he's not concerned. We're not questioning the Yehuda's reason.
Why is it not a question of Yehuda? Yehuda told me, why? It's about your own. Why did he say you can't check? Why did Yehuda say you can't check?
We don't know yet. But we're not questioning his position here. We're not saying, oh, that's really odd that you hold this way, because it makes no sense. We're questioning whoever said this was the reason by Chomet. That's the question. I thought that was the question.
We don't know of any other church.
What?
We don't know. We never ever make up another test. In Rebbe Yehuda, that was always the chat.
Oh,
that he can't do the detail because he might come to eat it.
Okay, but how do we see that he's not concerned here?
That's the question.
We're questioning whoever said his position was.
Yeah, we're never retracting from that point. We'll be saying other tzuritzim. We're saying, you're right, the reason is because you might come to eat it. So that was always the chat. But in this case, there's no such concern. But that's going to be the test. Not going to be the test. You're wrong there. That wasn't the reason. The reason is always because if you're told, you might come to eat it.
I don't know if that's the reason. How do I know that that's correct as opposed to that suggestion being made? I don't know that we're not questioning that suggestion. That third is what's being questioned here.
You're right. You could have done that way, but you see the answer is not. The answer to the Gemara, when the Gemara answers that the reason is because by Chomet, Bodol Minei, you see the Gemara is accepting that the reason of Chomet
is... Yeah, accepting. All along the process is... That's right.
Yeah,
I hear what you're saying, but I
want to
know if I'm questioning you. And I have other things that suggest otherwise.
You're right, the question could be posed in one of two ways. Yeah? It could be posed, the Gemara assumed that is a chat and a. So you could say your assumption is wrong, because you see elsewhere it's okay. Or it could be that your assumption's right, but we have a Syrian shift as a Buddha. Right?
Yeah?
Masking. There's two possible ways. The only way to really know which way the question was is by seeing how they answered such a question. Next time, we're having a report of a dispute that there was once in a basic message. That's our report. And you're right. In the question, what was the way they asked it? We could understand in one of two ways. They obviously understood that each other. So if the answer was that you're right, if you're the host, you might come to eat it, just in this case, you won't. So we see that was never the question. The question was to see it in Yehuda. Okay, so that's where we're holding. So that was a question on Yehuda, that we have a seer that Yehuda holds
you can be kaita, and we're not worried to come to eat it. But Rabbi, but by Chometz he says you weren't worried. So now we started taking yesterday, and we got stuck. But the method, it's a type of being stuck that's really in the Gemara that we need to really understand. That's why I stopped there. I wanted us to think about it a little bit. We're taking off the contrary view that you see by Chodosh, there's no problem handling Chodosh, even though it's offered to eat. That's what the Gemara's question was. You see by Chodosh, there's no problem to handle it. You see, Kotzer, they harvest it. So how can you tell me by Chometz there is a problem? But the problem is, our problem, which we left off with yesterday, is if you keep on reading the Mishnah, you see it's not true. It's true he said Kotzer, but he carried on saying, Avol Loi Goitzer. He carried on saying, but you're not allowed to make a haystack out of it. So now, let's try and work out, why can't you make a haystack out of Chodosh? Why can't you make a haystack out of Chodosh? Tell me in Issa, where does it say in the Torah and Issa to make haystacks out of
Chodosh?
Very good. It says the Pasuk, there's an Issa to harvest. There's an Issa to harvest Chodosh, anything before the harvesting of the Chodosh. Are you right? There's an Issa to harvest Chodosh, before the harvesting of the Omer. That is to harvest, but not to make haystacks. Haystacks is not harvesting. Huh? No, there's something called kitz, then there's something called ma'amir. Two different melachas and two different melachas. Not really. I mean, it's very original, such an idea, but there's, in Hilchos Shabbos, there's two different melachas, not for sure to one another. Somebody does kotzi, a chai for kotzi, even if you don't do ma'amah. And somebody does ma'ami, a chai for ma'ami, even if you don't do kotzi. It's really two different melachas. And if the Tzari Wonka didn't say that, Tzari could have said it. The Tzari didn't say it. Why should it be also? And that's the first point. Okay, so you're saying included in it. But you are allowed to do kreitzah. Of all the things which you're telling me you can't do, it says here they used to harvest. Why? Because it's not from the places of where they would bring the... So they are allowed to harvest. If you are allowed to harvest, you certainly have to do a goddish. It says they were kreitzah.
No, that was cool.
If you're not allowed to do it, you can't be kula. The Torah says you can't do something, you can't be mutter to do it. The Torah says you're not allowed to work on Shabbos, you can't say that it's a hefsel to me, I can. The Torah says you can't harvest this produce, then you can't do it, full stop. So if they would do it, I mean, the Torah didn't say
it. I don't know what potential was.
The Torah doesn't allow you, and it's never. I say, never mutter in the Torah because of a hefsel.
Isn't that the...
What's the reason when we have the Shirim Cholamayit? It's Zayin HaChalam, his special Gemara that says, Chagiga, that calls him Moser HaChalim, that since Cholamayit is there, in order to be Mitzvah a person, if he's going to have a potential loss, and not working, he's going to just do the opposite, going to make him more miserable, so he's allowed to work. Because the melachas of Chol HaMoed is linked to simcha, to make sure a person should be a simcha. So there's a special reason by Chol HaMoed. So now back to where we're holding. It says in the Gemara here that you can harvest. How can you harvest? It's from the Torah, you're not allowed to harvest. Answer was, because it's not in the location where you normally bring the korban omer from. So there is no issur in the Torah to harvest. Right? So you're allowed to harvest. Huh? Because we had Rashi says, yeah? Look at Rashi, second Rashi. So not the second Rashi, the Rashi of the Masal Shabbat HaMokim. So they had one pasuk saying, Uktzar Temes Tzio Vavetim. One pasuk saying that you can harvest and bring it and no problem. And he had another pasuk saying, Oymer Reishis Ketzirchem, that the Oymer has to be the first of your harvest. So what's chance? Can you harvest? Can you not harvest? Says the pasuk, says the Rashi, speaks out that, yeah, there's two types of places. A place where you would bring the tzvua for the oimer, there is oimer rishis tzirchim, and not have to harvest. A place where he wouldn't bring it for the oimer, at least not a chatzila, there you're allowed to do any harvesting you like. So you are allowed to harvest.
Like right?
It says you can't make a gadish. So what's going on here? Once you do, once you put out, then you're ready for everything else. You're ready to put the masros, you're ready to eat. Oh, very good, very good. Michael, right? Yeah, yeah, says Michael, that you can't harvest, you know why you can't harvest, so you know why you can't stack it, because you might come to eat it. When you're harvesting, you're not going to come to eat.
That's how Michael said. So that we don't understand
them. So then this Mishnah is clearly telling me that we are worried you're going to come to eat it. That's why you're not allowed to stack. So what was the most question on Ebuda? Ebuda said you can't do it because Chomet after Zman Biro. But you, how can it be? He says you can harvest. Do you see you're not worried you're going to come to eat it? It's not true. Ebuda is worried you're going to come to eat it. Harvesting maybe two before it, like you want to say, we'll say a different term soon. But you see, Rabbi Yehuda is very concerned if you handle something, you'll come to eat it. So what earth was the Gemara's question? What was the Gemara's fear from Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda? And when they have been the Gemara, we don't understand.
Isn't there a problem with Yehuda because, okay, you cut it, before you put it in heat, and you think you can temporarily eat some heat a little bit.
Oh, very good. So Michael's adding on his chart. Michael before I wanted to say fear, maybe it's too removed, and now making Kaddish is more involved. So it says that Michael's not true. When you harvest, also you might put it in your mouth. So Tosis, right? So Tosis says you're right. By fear also there's a risk that you might come to put it in your mouth. But so Midrash Rabbah, they allow it because of the Mokim Hesed. This whole thing that you're not allowed to handle something because you might come to eat it, is a din d'rabbanan, it's not minatoria, right? The Torah is asking you from handling this food. Chazal says, don't handle it because you might come to eat it. Don't touch this food, don't involve yourself in the food, because you might put it in your mouth. So says, if you wouldn't harvest, you'd have to tremendous financial ruin. Because it would dry out, it would rot, whatever would happen to this sport. So therefore, we allow you to harvest. To stack it that you can't do. Why not? To stack it you can't. Why? Right? Because there's no loss if you leave it on the floor. You don't need to make it into a pile. And therefore we're worried you're going to come to eat it. So therefore we don't allow you to do it. You're allowed, the pasuk tells you allowed to harvest. The pasuk tells you allowed to. In the place of Beis HaMokim, in the place of Beis HaShlochim, you're allowed to harvest, because those are places where you would not normally bring it for your korban omer. So you're allowed to harvest it. That's minatoria. Now, there's another thing. Maybe you're going to come to Egypt. You're allowed to harvest it, right? Maybe you'll come to Egypt. So says Chazal, we're worried you're going to come to Egypt. So now, how then is Zeo, which Chazal said, we're worried you come to Egypt? Chazal were very concerned about people's loss. And therefore they said, where we can make the day, we will. Where we can't, we won't. So to harvest the produce, if we tell you, oh, they can't harvest it, the guys are going to be losing a tremendous amount of money, because we're worried about it. They said, the day that you can harvest it. But only do what you need to lay loss. Only do what you need for that. So it comes after you've harvested, now you want to know, can I make a haystack? Well, 1 second. If you make a haystack, if you don't make a haystack, will you have a loss? No. Then don't make a haystack. Why shouldn't I make a haystack? Because you might come to eat it. So this whole mission is telling me that you might come to eat it. The only reason why they told me I can do tier is because this, they're a bonon of made you come to eat it. They didn't say when you're going to have a financial loss. But otherwise, I've others also to do it because you might come to eat it. So if you look at the mission of Menachis, this mission is telling us, is shouting at us, you should know, don't handle foods because you might come to eat it. Don't handle foods at all because you might come to eat it. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda said, don't eat the chametz because he might come to eat it. That is his opinion. So Rabbi Yehuda is asking on Rabbi Yehuda from this Mishnah, what's the kasha? It's exactly the same what Rabbi Yehuda says. That's the difficulty in this Gemara. Yeah.
The only reason I'm looking for it, I'm
going to
destroy it. So why am I
worried about it? Yeah, that's what the Chachamim say. Quite right. The Chachamim say that since you're going out of your way to look for it, or the Tabana, we're not worried you're going to come to eat it, Rabbi Yehuda is still concerned. Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's the Shinto Chachamim. And Rabbi Yehuda is still concerned. Unless you do some shinui in what you're doing, we're always worried you're going to come to eat it. Yeah. Chaliot. Yeah. Avraham, you're troubled. Should be. Hello, on the Gemara.
No, I agree with what he said.
Okay, that's also good. That's Chachamim. It's Chachamim. Chachamim. Those that say you can do Bidika until nightfall, or maybe throughout Pesach.
No, I agree with him that we see that there is, in this case,
Why is he not concerned? What's going on here? Why is he not concerned? He is concerned by Goyim. Why is he not concerned by Kosher? So the answer is because there's a, like they said, there's a hefset. There's a hefset, that's right. Right. That means he really is concerned he comes to eat it, but because of the hefset, he's not. So Mamela, there's no kasha on what he holds by Likas Chometz. But Likas Chometz is unable to do it because he might come to eat it. Like Coates, and he loves it, so Bezos doesn't have financial ruin. And what was the command of kasha? What's the command of steer? Yaakov, what do you say to this kasha? Drunk, no?
Yeah.
It's a peladika kasha. So Tosis is rather about it. And Tosis himself is going to give us an answer. So let's start the Tosis again, bearing these questions in mind. So it says Tosis, Avaloi Goyshin, to be Gedisha Leker Tseida. Since there's no loss by Gedisha, by stacking it, so there's no Tseida in Yamtin Acha Oime, if you wait to stack it after you've offered up the Oime. The Dapka Mishum Seda Hitiyu Iksiyo, it's only because of financial loss they allowed you to do Iksiyo. Why? Shemamarim Likotze Mishapes. This produce that grows in this location needs to be harvested earlier than other produce. If you don't harvest it then, falsely it'll go bad, or get lost, it'll get ruined. So Mamela, they allowed it because of that.
Suggesting
that you can wait till the third day of Palamar, and then you'll do the
Kishah.
Right. If there's going to be a Tzarif for
the
Marid, yeah, you can. Sorry. I said, what did you ask? Grind it.
And I can
do that for the Marid. Yeah, you'll have to grind the Palamar. Yeah. Okay, so that is the first point of Tosis. So Tosis says you should know by Gdisha there's no Pseida and by Ktir there is. That's why Rabbi Yehuda's matching. Now I think we've got one other question before we get to the question we were bothered about. The question on the Gemara. That we know Rabbi Yehuda was matching you to grind down flour. That was down the mission. Remember the mission we had in Menachos and Rabbi Yehuda was based. He says you can make flour on Pesach. Before Pesach they would make the flour. Well, why? Where's that and that? We've now told you, Rabbi Yehuda is worried you're going to come to eat it. Right? So what's the hefted by flour? Why would they mark that? There's no hefted there. Says Beitas, well, the Shari Rabbi Yehuda, Kemach Makoli Le'el, that would Rabbi Yehuda was marked. flour and roasted and dried out kernels earlier. Yisloimah mishum oiler golim rekilu. That was a special heta because of oiler golim.
So what's in the financial scope? More
is it
because
there's the teams to be people that think that food? Did you?
Which one?
The second one.
They're all the same
ones. They're lost.
Yeah,
they're lost. I
know they're lost. I know they're lost. I know they're lost. I know they're lost. I know they're lost. I know
one-off,
then they allow you to sell still.
Right. Buy and sell, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So here we wouldn't do that because of that over here, the market for them.
In this instance,
it's called a davar, right?
No. No.
Did I hear this case?
No, you can't really compare Hilchos Chol HaMoed to other places. Because Hilchos Chol HaMoed, the whole idea, again, is like we explained, that wants you to be happy. If you're going to lose a one-off event, you won't be happy. That's what Chazal were worried about. And therefore, you're going to spoil your thing for the chag. Here, the chash is you're going to come to eat it. There's two different Yisurim. One is, we have to enhance, make sure that you are sameach on Yom Tov. So losing a one-off opportunity will make you miserable. So in fact, we allow you to do it. Here's a different thing. We're worried you're going to come to eat it. And why are you going to come to eat it? So, if there's such a concern, who says we can be made of? So, yeah, okay, if there's a thing for Eder Golem to have food, then that's the pshat anyway. So it should be...
The confidence is for the people.
So people should be able to eat.
How does the Rebbe know when it comes to saying that it's for people to eat as opposed to for the financial? How does
the Rebbe
know that?
The Pasha is like that. The Shum Eder Golem, for the people who are Eder Golem. Doesn't it mean to, in order to sell for it? But, that's the passion. Yeah. So Mishum Eder Golem. Mishum Eder Golem Mekilu Lameko. So the Eder Golem should be able to. So Tosis had the question. I maybe there was only matter you because of Hefset. So how could he be matter Eder Golem? How could he be matter you to make flour? Special answer Eder Golem Mekilu. Remeh Oisa Bekemach Remeh Asad Kemach. Remeh, we know the Chamei said Shalei Rotsen Chachamim. Remeh said, you couldn't. Why? Because Remeh holds that no heta of Eilir Godin. She don't have a heta. Now here's an interesting point, says Tosfos. You should know, Shori Ktir, Remeh, although he held that he wasn't allowed to make flour for Eilir Godin, but you are allowed to do Ktir. Remeh holds you can do Ktir. The Kamon, Bepeg, Mokin, Shenohago, Viktoni, the Milsei, it says, regarding a mayor, Koitzin Berotzin Chachomim, that he does agree that you could harvest. You could harvest Berotzin Chachomim. I know Mishum Seder, like we just explained, because of Seder. So what do we have? We have Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Mokim Seder, you're allowed to do Ktir. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't do Gdisha. Right, that's just the Yehuda. Yehuda says you're allowed to do kemach for Eder Golim. Those are his three opinions, three things. And Yehuda says you can't do b'dikas chametz after Zman of Biur. So four halachos Yehuda told us. Right, which one? Yehuda says you could do ktira. Why? Because of hesed. Yehuda says you can't do gedisha because there's no hesed. Yehuda says you can make kemach for the Eder Golim, special hesed for Eder Golim, and you can't do b'dikas chametz after Zman Biur. Because you might come to eat it. On the other hand, what do we have in Shittin's room, Meir? Chachamim. And Meir holds you can, as we go with the Cheshvan, you can do Ktir because of Hesed. You can't do Disha, it's not me holding that. We haven't seen any at Machlikas on that point. Same as if you're on these things. Then, when Meir holds you can't do Kemach, he doesn't allow the Hesed of Oler Egalim. But Meir holds you can do Bdika after Zman Bir. Those are the four halachas of Remeir, four halachas of Yehuda, parallels. So it comes to Ktir, they don't disagree at all. Because it has to. It comes to the Gesomet, they argue whether you're going to come to eat it. And Kemach also, they have the same machlik. Kemach also.
So. It seems like they reverse the position.
Huh?
It seems like they reverse the position.
Well, that's going to be our avodah to try and resolve it and see how it goes. But,
did you know, this will be process?
No, what?
You have Ktira, Nisha, and Kemach?
Fear, ma'ama, fear, ma'ama, Yishra, of course, Teichen, and then you have your Kemach.
I'm saying, if you say to me that Rabbi Yehuda is not allowed in Yishra, but he allowed Kemach,
Nachon, nachon. So it must be this kemach that he said there. He obviously did allow the gdisha for that, all because the oiler got him in that. Up to the kemach, right? Up to the kemach mekoli. So now here comes the question that we.
So let's point that out first. Only
one.
I just want to make sure that it was clear then. The table hold because of if you combine. There's two reasoning. One is because of the seda, and the other is because you have all the line. You put those two together, then you can create hema. And if making a pile is necessary before you grind the hema, then you are allowed to pile.
Yeah.
You just can't do. I just want to get
clear. Yeah. Anything that you need, like we've gone in there now.
Anything.
But in the case where it's not Eilu Gadi, you're not doing it for the Eilu Gadi, then you can do Ketir because of the Hefted, you can't do anything further because
it's not Hefted. Why do you even the risk of loss? You can do everything for other...
Yeah, so this, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph is not talking about for Eilu Gadi.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Also, even nowadays, if there's no Eilu Gadi, you're going to be Ketir, but you can't do this. Mm-hmm. Why? Because otherwise you're going to come to eat. So here comes the big bomber cash of Imtayma, big taste of Imtayma, in Cain. The people are now saying that even this mission tells me, worried you're going to come to eat it. My parish, what's the Gemara's question from Reb Yehuda Shitta by Chomet to Reb Yehuda Shitta by Godish to by Kaitse? Dilme, Hochash, sorry, Reb Yehuda, Mishum Seda. Maybe Reb Yehuda was Mati to do Tzia. Because of Seder. Have a Gala Chomet, Gazinon, Petzai Chomet, you'll have the Gzeira, so there's no Seder Bechlal. There's no Seder between the two opinions of Yehuda. This Mishnah itself tells you Yehuda's concern, you might come to eat it. So therefore, what did my Chomet? You might come to eat it. And that's why Yehuda said, you can't do because Chomet. Masein came, Tzira, why can you do Tzira? Special happen, special dispensation, because you're going to have a loss. So what's the Gemara's Kasha Bechla? Answer Thesis. Yesh loima, mishum mitzvah biyo, yesh dahate, kamoi mishum seda. The Kasha of Thesis of the Gemara was an assumption that if you're going to be matzeh seda, you're going to be matzeh mishum mitzvah biyo as well. Met. It's worried about financial loss. What about financial ruthlessness? Yeah, what about your value matzeh? If you're going to tell me because of financial you can do it, then you should be able to do this comment as well. So that's just to you. Is how can it be a view that wasn't worried about the finances? Yir Shamayim lost all Bariyoye, and he was worried about fear. If you're worried about that you might come to eat it, you should be worried also by Bariyoye and Rotsi. That was a kasha. So what's the answer to that kasha? The cash of the Gemara was, if you see that by Gnokim state your matter, you should be matter also by your matter. What was the answer?
Are you bitter on your looking at things by being bitter?
No, it's after the money, it's not.
What do you mean?
Oh, the answer is bottom in it, that by Chodosh, since you were never involved in it, there's no concern you're going to come to eat it. I think in Chomet, you're always involved in Chomet, you're worried you're going to come to eat.
I always get the answer,
no. Yeah, very good, why? I hope you're going to ask the right question, otherwise I'll cut you off.
I don't know if it's the right question, but a person in his mind, when he sees food, he just distinguishes the Chodesh and not Chodesh. Food is food. Is he eating food? Is he eating food?
Okay, that's the question. It wasn't the question I wanted right now, but it's a question on the Gemara you're asking. Yeah, the Gemara says this differentiation, and the Gemara is saying food that you are always familiar with, you're going to come to eat. You have your soup crouton packet, which you poured into your bowl 20 seconds ago, and I'm going to not eat it. I'm saying in food that I was always removed from me. I never had never took a place in my life. So maybe there's less concern you're going to come to eat. That's the pshat in the Gemara. Fadl means one I was really involved in, and one, I know, Chalash, I'm not allowed to touch, say that. From it, I wasn't allowed to touch, I wasn't allowed to.
This becomes a simple fact. Whether they're Chalash and
Yeah, except that's not the answer, because ready to eat, not ready to eat, because of some answer that by Chodosh is not ready to eat. The Gemara is saying, no, even if it's not ready to eat, you might come to eat. The reason is, like, it's more like a better saying, that something which you never were involved in, that you never had, it was never ready for you to eat, the person would know, okay, that I'm not got cyclists with me yet. And other people, though, I did them. It was ready for me to eat this beforehand. So all of a sudden it became awesome. It's more of a concern. But I want to say that wasn't the question I wanted. Let's just go back to the start, and then you can, hopefully you'll have the question.
You need to have it throughout the year. You need to look back to your talent. You need to move your talent. And then suddenly, it's something in your mind. It's something revolting to you. You don't want to do anything with it. You suddenly don't need it.
Yeah, you've got a very good head. Very ruchni figure. But not everyone's like that. Not everyone's like that. Not talking about somebody who is the kavanah is going to eat it. I'm not talking about somebody who's going to eat it. Someone absentmindedly, he might come to do it. Yeah, say that. It's a very beautiful way of looking at the chomet. The Gemara is concerned that the whole reason why we have to do the biggest chomet. Why do we do the biggest chomet? The whole reason why we do the biggest chomet is because you might come to eat it. So even though it should be like that, but I don't know that. People are human beings, and you see, you're thinking you're putting your mouth. So that's the concern here. But I want to get back to the flow of the Gemara, the flow of Tzitzis, in order to have the question I do want to hear. So the what's the flow of the Tzitzis? Tzitzis have the question, what's the steer? If you is worried about your Tzitzis, you can't be Gaidish. And why are you allowed to harvest it? Because of Tzitzis. So what's the custom from it? Heads of the... So what was the Gemara's question? It says, basically, the Gemara's question was that in matzah you're going to allow me to harvest it because of Tzedah, you should allow me to do B'tikas Chomet. Because of being everybody right, you should allow me to do B'tikas Chomet. And if you don't allow me to do B'tikas Chomet, it's a seer, so in fact they allow me to harvest. So that was the question of the Gemara. The answer of the Gemara is, no, there's a difference. Chomet, loy bodomine, chodosh bodomine. So maybe there's no concern you're going to come to eat chodosh because it's bodil mine. It's not shaykhus with you. It's angry in chomet, where it's not bodil mine, there's a concern you're going to come to eat and I'm not going to allow you to do even tikkus chomet. What's the question now? The should be a question. If it's bodil mine, so why are you allowed to be godish? Why are you not allowed to be godish? Why don't you tell me this teretz that it's bodil mine? I should be even allowed to be Kurdish. There's no concern I'm going to come to eat
it.
It's bottom in it. I'm not going to. That's why we said you're allowed to be Kurdish. You can't do the Kutramat because of low bottom. But Kurdish you can do because bottom in it. So what happened to the next stage? So you're not wrong, I'm just speaking out that you see that none of these svaras are one svaras, an ironclad svar, and that's it. No, they're all with two of them here. You're right, bodil mine. That is not enough. We wouldn't allow a person just because it's bodil mine just to get to involve himself in chodosh. Could be because, like some of us have said, there's not such a difference. A person might come to eat it. I think every Valentine, the tour, it looks not the same. A person might come to eat it. So we wouldn't stumble out, but speak about this. Also hefsed, that's why if you just said it's bodil, and it's hefsed, I'm going to allow you to do it. I'm saying a comment where it's not bodil, although it's like a hefsed, but it's not bodil, I'm not going to allow you to do it. I'm saying in Godish, where it's not hefsed, the fact that it's bodil is not enough. The fact that it's bodil is not enough. That's what comes out. Right? case is not a hefsek. The fact that Bob is not a hefsek. So that we have to put down in our minds, because as we go through the sugyas, each stage you have to work out how it fits in with the other one. So this stage, we're coming out like this. Why is Shittas of Yudah? If you're worried you're going to come to Yitzitz, yes or no? The answer is yes, unless it's two kulis. Unless there's two reasons to be made of. One is a hefsek, and it's bottom. And you need both of them together. Because if it's a hefsek, meaning Tikkus Chometz, right, you would still have six, because it's not bottom. And if it's not bottom, there's no hefsek, you would still have six. Alright, from Goyishim. That's what's coming out to the Poshit. So if you don't, we would allow you to eat it. We are worried that you're going to come to eat it, unless you have two factors of leniency together. Two reasons to be made up together. One is it's hefted, and two is bottled in it. Yes.
I heard you yesterday, you raised the point, why don't we explain the differentiation between the two cases by saying that in the case of Chametz, he's more careful because there's a potential problem with current.
Okay, there is courage.
Because during the daytime there isn't. And even then he said you can't do it. It means Erev Pesach from Chatzot until nightfall is only an Issa Achila. So it's also enough. Yeah, otherwise it would have been a higher discussion. Maybe Karis are more Chama, right? Maybe Chama. Okay, so that's the Cheshvan and Shittas are good. And let's work out from there to a mayor. Okay? Let's work out from to a mayor. The mayor held that you are the biggest hearts. Right? And it may hold that, we include the Gemara understood that included in the Chachamim is in me. Okay, and that's why the Gemara put the two together. When you have Machlik is in me and Rebuda, Chachamim and Rebuda, the Baal Pukka of Rebuda is in me. So what's Remeya holds? You aren't allowed to be Yigit Chomet until the night. Right? Remeya holds, you aren't allowed to be Kate. Right? That's what Kate said. Remeya holds you can be Kate. Remeya holds that you can't do, make Kemach out of flour, of Kodesh. So you can ask the spear between Remeya of the Mishnah and Remeya of our Mishnah and Sochim. And the mayor said you can't make kemah. What's that? If you hold that you're not worried, you're going to come to eat. All right, you allow you to do bigot from it, so that you should also be allowed to make flour. That was the Gemara's question.
Maybe you can ask people that are not working with common. Whether you're not allowed to do anything with
furnace,
so
without or honor. Why not? Because you can't have it, because it's an harvest. Okay, but we said you can do it with the shinoi. We did allow it there, right? So it's all not to do with the shinoi.
Maybe every night, if I come in, we don't
have to eat,
I'll be
molded. Why? Why not? Because you might come to eat.
Rabbi Nerds is more of a little right now.
You miss half a second, so I'm coming to.
Maybe there's, you don't harvest the skin up, but there's no skin up, no rain.
Very good. It means they have a very good head in our share. Half a second, that's going to be the thing. I'm answering yes, if so, what's your point? Right? Remember, it doesn't hold the way direct. Doesn't hold. Why not?
So then you don't have the two requirements, but Rabbi
Yehuda holds
only one requirement.
Very good. So both of you are saying the same thing in different stories. We've got tremendous difficulty now on the Gemara. When the Gemara asks a question to Remeir and the mayor. The mayor held they allowed to do Bdikas Chomer until the night. Or maybe throughout Pesach. It may hold that you're not allowed to grind down flour for the olive oil. Okay? We have a big kasha now. What's the kasha? Imam says, what's the kasha? You're allowed to do bzikas chametz because it's called a hefzer. Just like you're allowed to be kutzer because of a hefzer, you're allowed to do bzikas chametz because of a hefzer. Hefzer of ruchni, right? Of your body, right? You're allowed to do bzikas chametz because of a hefzer. Just like you're allowed to be kutzer because of a hefzer. But you're not allowed to grind down flour because that's not a hefzer. That's a special hefzer for your gun. I got a hold of that hefzer. So what was the steer in the Gemara? The Gemara is the steer in the mare. Now remember, Tosis says, Tosis spoke this out. Tosis says, steer, both the mare and the good old you can do. Why? Because the Hesed. And Tosis says, so what was the Gemara's kasha from Rebbe Yehuda on Rebbe Yehuda? Because the Gitzchama is also called the Hesed. The Gitzchama is also called the Hesed. So I now know, steer is the Hesed, the Gitzchama is the Hesed. And there's a new heter called Kemach for Eidu Egon, which I want to hold up. So what's the steer? You have Shittas Rav Meir who says, the Chachamim in the Mishnah says, you're not to speak of Chomet until nightfall. Yeah, because the Hefzer, take the call the Hefzer. The same game, you're not allowed to do Kemach because it's only a heter of Eidu Egon. We don't hold the heter. So what's the steer? And that Satan doesn't address. Satan doesn't address this question. All Tosfos was bothered about is the steer and the Yehuda. That what was the steer and the Yehuda? Why is there a steer in the Chal? That was Tosfos' cash. Why is there a steer and the Yehuda? Or in the Yehuda maybe was only mastered by Hefzer and not by Bzikas Chametz. So which Tosfos answers? No, Bzikas Chametz also Hefzer. Say that. So now we understand the contradiction in the Yehuda. But once you tell me that Bzikas Chametz is also Hefzer, then we don't have a cash in the name. The mayor, as I said, that if you can come it, you're allowed to do it because it's a hefzer. The mayor says you can do it here because it's a hefzer. The mayor says you can't make flour because what's the hefzer? That is the question now we have in Shittas Rav Meir, the kasha which a lot of achrenim are bothered about. A lot of achrenim are bothered. Once you have Tosfos telling you that if you can come it's the hefzer, then you've taken away the whole kasha in Rav Meir. Sure, I'm asking for the kasha. This kasha, Mashalach, 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 they all speak out this kasha. Mashalach, I'll say the terms of Mashalach. Mashalach's got different terms, a bit complicated. I'll say the terms of Mashalach. Mashalach says Zikas Chomet is not really a hefzer. It's not really a hefzer. There's something called financial loss, because I was worried about it. The fact that maybe we're able to value your value, not safe, is not really called a hefzer. It's only considered the hefzer in much abuse that we see in other places is concerned to make sure people said so you're allowed to you grind for the oiler egoni. So if he considers that a tzoyach, so he should also consider the fact that you lose out your body right a tzoyach. I mean, to say that you can do b'digas chometz because you'll be over body right about matzah, and that's considered the hefzer. Is not so possible. It's only if we see already not so particular about this problem about eating, and we'll say that sometimes we allow it. Alright, either we got it, we'll allow it, so we'll say also we'll allow it also because from it, and that was the Gemara's kasha. If you're going to already allow it because of either we got it, the stomach should also allow it for because from it as well. Because of Ali Roy, I'm saying that Abonim will never so they all decided not to at all. So there's no gray area in between. So if you hold that you're worried you're going to come to eat it, unless you have proper hefzer, if you're worried you're going to come to eat it, and alright, they didn't allow you to do kemach, because you're worried you're going to come to eat it. So they should have also been worried and say you can't do the biggest chomet after Shal Shish. But that's in Teres and Mashal. The kasha is a very strong kasha, and Teres is a bit dachu. The kasha is, I'll just go over the kasha, it's good to be left off at least when you think about the kasha. The kasha is, we have a steer, the Gemara asks the steer in Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds you can do B'dikas Chomet after Chatzis. Yeah, the Gemara said, Rav Meir, Loi Kasha, Rabbanon, Loi Kasha. Yeah? The Gemara says, Rav Meir holds you can do B'dikas Chomet after Chatzis, and Rav Meir holds you can't grind down the flour. Just steer. The kasha is, why is that steer? Because chametz is characterized as a hefzer. So Tosfos says, you don't can't grab that food. And that's why you're allowed to do it. Hashenkin, grinding for Erevalim is not characterized as acid, and therefore it is not. They said you can't do it. That's the castle of Achrenim, left off based on Tosfos. Okay, that's where we're holding. So today, tomorrow, and yesterday will continue, but for now, obviously Chazor, this Tosfos is getting clear with the Halakim of Reguzan and Rabbanon, get that clear, and then we move on to the next stage of the Gemara, which is from Mi Gozer Yehuda, which is probably about 20 lines down. First word in the line, Hir Lebodomi. No, sorry, Mr. Sorry, I apologize. Then before that. We have Ashri Omar. From Ashri Omar, sorry. Ashri Omar is slightly higher than halfway down the page. Ashri Omar, the Bidu Bidu Lekasha, and we have to go down till, still Virami. The first word on the line is Virami. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom. First word on the line is Virami. Virami. Yeah. Okay, that's where we're holding for tomorrow in the edition. Obviously, you won't be able to do all of it today, but and make some haschol. Say that, can Shmaka take this? No? There is no, there's a little taste. Yeah, with Rashi. Certainly with Rashi. Yeah.